Well, hello again, and welcome back. This is a significant step for me, as this is the second episode that I've decided to put out there as far as a podcast. And I think a lot of people start things, and I joke with my wife all the time that I take great pride in starting projects. Of course, with the unsaid ending that I don't take as much pride sometimes in completing specifically home improvement projects. And so this is the second edition, the second posting. And I'm going to bring something that's kind of top of mind to me and right now. And I was on the call a couple weeks ago with Mark Cole, who is the CEO of John Maxwell's, I guess, six or seven enterprise or companies. And he encouraged and challenged us to think about the word busy. And it was an amazing perspective, because I know that I've heard that the worst excuse is a good one. And busy is a really good excuse. I'm too busy. I don't have time. I'm busy. As a leader, it's interesting, as he went on to explain this, that being busy prevents you from getting information that you need to be able to influence and run your organization. When you tell a staff member that you're busy, they understand it, because they've been busy before too. And so they probably don't give you the information that they were coming to tell you, and you don't have as much information to make good decisions. And you know, as we talk about being too busy, you know, John Maxwell always talks about, you know, there are no reasons or excuses. There's only priorities. And when I think about my own schedule at work, and I think about my situation at home, I do use the word busy probably in an ineffective, not right or wrong way, but ineffective way. My wife and kids all know what it's like to be busy. And so when they see me being busy, they pass. I probably don't get the conversation that I needed to have with them. They probably miss opportunities all the time because of this word busy. And the solution really is, it goes back to priorities. What's more important? What's less important? And I can tell you, the end of that phone call, there's usually a question and answer time. And I didn't stick around for that, because as I was hearing this, there are no reasons or excuses, only priorities. I had a 5-year-old daughter that was getting ready for bed, and I had the opportunity to read her books and to read books with her. And so I hung up the phone and I went in there, because we don't stop to think about it very often, but what are our priorities? And I know that some of the things that I was looking at doing that evening are things that I could have done 2 weeks from now, or 2 months from now, or maybe even 2 years from now. But she's not going to be five for very long. And so I put my phone down, and I went in there and we read books. And I captured an opportunity by challenging the word busy. And so I'll do the same to you. What are you too busy doing that maybe are out of your priorities? Maybe there are things that could be put off till later. Maybe the return's not as great as, for me, reading a book to my daughter. Maybe it's having a conversation with a staff member that needs to be had, or a student as a high school principal. And you just stop what you're doing and do something that's more important. Because again, people don't challenge the word busy because they know what that means. And so I'm asking you to challenge the word busy and see what kind of results you can get for yourself in the next few days. I would beg to differ. If you decided to challenge the word busy in your life, and you probably see results as quickly as I did and capture a moment that you wouldn't have had. So thank you for spending a few minutes with me. Again, Brett Clark, and I hope that you've taken the word busy and challenged it and think into it and kind of, you know, again, think into it as I have and continue to do. So I hope you continue to find value, and I look forward to posting again in the future. Thank you.